Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, fabulous, amazing community that I love so much. I'm still home, can you believe it? It's a record. Oh my gosh. I hope you all are having an amazing February. The Day of Love is coming up. And you know how much we celebrate love in this community. Got some announcements and then we'll hop in. The webinar, What the Hell is All This Violence About? Is this Wednesday. Be there, be square. I can tell you that the channel says we have a lot to do with it. And if we have a lot to do with it, then we have a lot of responsibility to do something about it. As we know, whatever we create goes into the whole. So I hope you join me to bring in the highest information around all this. OMG, guys, Creation Station. There are only 4 spots left. So I am urging you, if you are called at all to discuss coming, get your little heinies in gear, because we're just hopping here. Only 4 spots this early in the time. It's in June. So check it out on iamdeewallace.com. 2.5 days of fun and expansive training and expansion, and wow, it's quite a weekend. Okay, so this is what I want to bring forward today. I was at a luncheon with several of my girlfriends. And one of my girlfriends was talking about this woman / spiritual teacher that had been very instrumental in her life and teaching her in her life spiritually. And she had fallen incredibly ill and was in the hospital and probably dying. And my friend kept saying, can I come see you? I want to come see you. And she said, no. And finally, she said, please, I need to see you. And she said, all right, you can come to see me, but do not believe what your eyes see. And when she said that phrase, energetically, it shot me across the room. So when that happens, that's a tip-off to me. Look into this, test this, see what the highest meaning is about this. And so here it goes. Here it is. Don't believe what your eyes see. They took me first to core belief number 4. I don't know what I want. Right? If we don't know what we want, we will see anything that gets our attention. So, do we want to see that life goes on forever? Do we want to see health? Do we choose to see health in the middle of dis-ease? If choose what we want to see, we don't choose what to focus on. Okay, number two, our heart and our mind get in conflict. You know, your mind, we know from a spiritual place that people live on and their beingness lives on, and yet we are, through our physical sense, quote, watching them pass. So our heart and our mind are in conflict. It doesn't make any sense for me not to see this, because that's obviously what's happening in front of me. But that's not how you create an alternative, is it? That's not how you create what you want. It's obvious that I'm seeing my bank account down right now. What I want to see is more than enough money. That's what I am choosing to focus on and see. And again, guys, you have to claim it. You have to see it. You have to believe it, and then it is manifested to you. So many of you are still going, yeah, well, I'm trying, and when I get it, then I'll know this all works. Well, it works the other way around, and that is the definition of faith. If ye have faith as much as a mustard seed, pure faith, you choose to see what it is you want and not what's in front of your eyes. And then they took me to core belief number 12. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you. And you is equivalent to power. The power to see, which equals the power to create, which we are afraid of, because we will be ostracized and outcast. And any of you that were on the religion webinar understand exactly where that comes from, which finally equals, if we're too powerful, it equals death to us. Mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. One of those, we have to experience death in. And that is how we betray ourselves. And you know, since we are the God of us must betray us also, because we have free will and the creative force must follow what we see. So I invite you this week, see love, see health, see wealth, see abundance everywhere in your life, see joy, see happiness. Choose to see what you want to focus on so that you create it in your life. Okay, I can go to the calls now. Yes, I can. Let's just start by everyone directing. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. Okay. Great way to start your day. Let's start out with Ryan in San Diego. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, beautiful. I've got a
Hi,
quick little
handsome.
Story of recipe for you.
Recipe, I love it. Okay.
Okay. A few months back, on one of the cruises that I took this picture of one other ship that was in the harbor at sunset, and it was beautiful. So this last week, I took a cruise on that ship that was in the photo. So I decided I wanted to give a print of that photo to the captain of the ship, thinking he might really appreciate this photo. And so I left it with the guest services desk, and I thought, okay, maybe I'll get a thank you letter. I got better than a thank you letter. I got an invitation to dinner and a tour of the bridge. And he even asked if he could reprint it so it could be posted in the mess halls for the crew and the officers. So I really felt like
nice.
I was on the love boat.
Yeah, Ryan. Well, you were. You took it upon yourself to do a loving gesture and share that loving gesture. And then it came back to you tenfold, didn't it, honey? Oh, that's a great That's a great story of Russi Gibb, and I'm so pleased you called to share it with us. Awesome, Ryan. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, what a nice way to start the show, right? Jean-Marie in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for everything, and happy Valentine's Day. We all love you.
Oh,
I love
you too. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm calling to ask a question for the channel. What subconscious belief that I have created the situation I found myself in Wednesday at a meeting where I was blamed?
Okay. I'm going right to your mom when you were a very little girl. And just answer the first thing that comes up. What did your mom blame you for?
Everything.
Well, there you go. So if your perspective of the world is that I get blamed for everything, that's going to play out in a lot of different ways, Jean-Marie. I can get blamed for not showing up. I can get blamed for showing up. I can get blamed for...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying what you just said, I have seen that happen.
Okay. Well, how do you want to change it? How do you want to redirect it? If you're not blamed, what are you?
I'm respected and honored.
Yes, and the highest word. The highest word is acknowledged.
Oh.
Everybody hear that breath? She just went, she had a little light bulb breath there.
I did.
You want to be acknowledged, and your little girl is dying to be acknowledged. So work with her to help her know that she is. And that you are going to reparent her and acknowledge her and take care of her so that the whole world acknowledges her and she acknowledges that they're acknowledging her. So just by me going to your call right now, you have been acknowledged, haven't you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Just so
you got
great.
It?
I did. Thank you so much. And thank you
All
to
right.
everyone.
Yeah, we're a pretty awesome community, aren't we? Yeah. Thank you, sweetheart. All right, Lynn, what's up?
Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey, Lenny.
Gosh, you got to me so quick. That's great. Thank you. So... I want to know, what do I need to get into alignment? I think they have to do with the same thing. for a increased flow of money. It feels like things have and also feeling better in my body. We talked last time, my ear side and kind of feeling off balance, and I went to see Dr. Hagopian, and he worked on that a week ago.
Is it better?
It's different, and I keep focusing on it, working. It's okay. Getting
all
better.
All right. So, Lynn, let me ask you, are you seeing your ear totally healthy, or are you seeing an ear that still needs to be fixed? Yeah.
I think I've been working on both. I think I've been seeing both, actually.
Well, if you're seeing both, one cancels out the other, and it holds you in kind of a state of limbo.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to walk out the door, and I'm at the door, and the door's open, but I never walk out the door, do I? But I'm close.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I test that Dr. Hagopian, what he did absolutely helped your ear, I get a big yes. So you're right. There's one thing you need to get into alignment that has to do with both of them. Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
They.
Okay. Perfect. So, guys, when you're born, you don't have any baggage at all to fix, do you? The other way we talk about it is you've got to lose your story. And these are two stories that you've been telling me for a very, very long time, Lynn.
Yeah.
Something wrong with my body, not making enough money. Now, that being said, there's a core belief under that. So we're following that. This is kind of like a mini little private here. Here, no. Here, here. 2, 3. When I'm connected to the I am not safe. Okay, your I am presence is literally your creative power. Anything you say after I am is a direction to your energy. Right now you're saying, I am the God of Lynn who has tinnitus in my ear. And I am the God of Lynn who doesn't have enough money. Do you understand?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So basically, I am the God of Lynn who isn't enough. Those are the highest words.
Mm.
So how do you redirect that? I am the powerful God of Lynn who what?
Is always enough, abundant, healthy, full of wellness.
Just stop with enough. If you are enough, you have enough of everything. Because you are literally the frequency of enough.
Got it.
Do you understand? But guys, we have to see ourselves that way. We are enough. We are powerful. We are creators. We are health. We are wealth. We are the frequency of the things we desire. Okay?
Okay. And when I
got
one
it?
Other thing, when I test when I tested the whole thing, like, what is this, all of this, what's the core of it? And I kept getting that it's anxiety, which has been a part of my life, you know, for a very long time.
If you don't think you're enough, you are going to be anxious all your life.
There you go. Yep.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh,
thank you
good.
So much, Dee
Dee. I got
you.
It, too. That was a great lesson for all of us. Thank you, baby. Okay, we're going to Lisa in Chicago.
Oh, hi, Dee. It's always a pleasure hear your voice and hear what the channel's bringing forth. So I'd like to hear a little bit more about something you talked about on Jen McClain's show a couple of weeks ago about portals opening at night and integrating the energies, because over the last few months, my dreams have become much more vivid and real. And sometimes I wake up and I don't even know where I am because I haven't sort of gotten back to this reality.
Okay.
So is there anything? Yeah.
Yeah. So dreams and traveling through portals are two entirely different things. So basically, what we're being given the opportunity for is there are portals into other dimensions where we are hanging out, other us's, okay? And we're being given the opportunity now to move into those portals at night to integrate all of us, all of our energy in all time, space, dimensions, and multiverses, so that all of our energy everywhere is working toward what we want on this plane. That's what the portal stuff is about. That's going to help us break the glass ceiling this year. Okay? Now, your dreams. This is the way the channel has taught me to look at dreams. Everything in the dream is you. So give me quickly one of your dreams. The most disturbing one.
A disturbing one? Last night, I was living in the same household as my ex.
Okay. So you are the house, and you are the ex. And what does the relationship with your ex represent?
I'm trying to clear my head.
Why did you leave him?
He had so many anger issues and blamed me for everything.
Okay. So you are living in this house of anger with literally anger itself, and the channel wants to know when the hell you're going to move out. So during the day, how much do you think about this guy? How much do you go back to that story of how much he screwed you over and how angry he was and all that? You're inviting yourself to move out of that. Do you understand?
I'm inviting myself, meaning I am wanting to let go. I let go of most of it, and then someone came into my life in a work situation that treats me the way he did, and that's what has stirred things up again. And I
try
to put it out of
my life. Yeah, because you haven't moved out of it yet.
Mm.
So,
okay, so
when things are up for us to heal, guys, people and opportunities, even commercials, will hit you right in the face. Like, Jesus, it's following me everywhere.
Mm.
Until you go, wow, there's still some anger I want to move out of here.
Mm.
So you get yourself into alignment with love, and your coworker will shift.
Okay.
Okay. See, I hear, I don't really believe that in your voice, but
no,
that's the way it works.
A few nights ago, I had a series of very powerful dreams. They were all about being in a place of love. And for some reason, I think it stirred this up. And I'm just trying to reconcile getting back to that beautiful place.
You can't be the frequency of love if there's frequencies of anger and judgment. And they're giving me the word denial present in you also. That's why I tell all of you, when you're challenged, consciously take yourself to the love place. Because when you're in the love frequency, you do not experience the other lower realms of frequencies.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Thank you. That was great for me and everybody. Thank you. All right. We're going to Ilka in Florida. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, baby.
Sorry, my throat might be a little weird. I'm finishing up some
cold.
But what I wanted to ask you is if you can tune in and tell me, I'm working towards seeing if I can do spirituality teaching in a college nearby.
Absolutely.
So do you feel like that might be possible for me?
Yeah, it's absolutely possible.
Because first I do different things, and first the guy, the woman that was talking to me was saying that they want licensing and all that for certain things about healing, that they're very kind of not accepting healing stuff, but then I can do other coaching and everything. All right.
Sweetheart, look, guys, you can teach everything we do in this community without using any spiritual words at all. Everything I teach you is, yes, it's spiritual. It's based in spirit, and you can teach everything from the perspective of brain science. Everything.
Oh, like a
they will not have a problem at all with you teaching from the perspective of brain science. But anything that remotely sounds like religion, everybody's scared to death of these days, because everybody's got to judge everybody. So that's your answer. You can.
They were if I'm going to teach healing with the essential oils, they're a little more against alternative medicine and mental health, stuff like that. So just have to
Ilka, they have to be. If they're a university, they have to be.
So I just have to do the other
stuff. Especially in Florida.
Yep. Okay. Just do the other things. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you
or
so much.
Do the other things and take your essential oils and create that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Other than
do
the
you
college.
See any other place that might be?
Well, do you?
Well, I haven't. The Career Center told me that they never ever seen anything like what I put together in a resume with her Career Center lady. So she never seen any companies, organizations looking for what I get to offer. But then I decided I was divinely guided to try that college next to me. And they seem to be kind of open. So I'm going to just go with those things that I'm able to present and see what
happens.
Well,
I would start asking myself how, just so that you're teaching yourself, really.
Mm-hmm.
How does brain science go along with the essential oils? Now, I've never explored that. I don't know a lot about essential oils. There's a couple of people in my...
They can release shamans from the past through the amygdala.
Okay.
That's one of the sciences that they discovered a decade or two, a couple decades ago. Like emotional release with the oils, they are able to do that.
Okay, so start by getting all that into alignment so that you can talk to people who are in the corporate world around what you do.
Okay.
So that, guys, we all have to start. I get all the time on the private sessions, yeah, but my husband isn't open to this. I don't buy that if you use the right words. But you know, if you say, well, Spirit told me and, you know, I have to meditate for 20 minutes a day for my life, they're not going to be able to hear that.
But if say the words release blocks to achieve success to the power of aromatherapy, does that sound good for corporate
world?
Well,
it sounds great, and it sounds like what you do, and a college may not legally be able to back that, Ilka.
Oh, yeah, if in the college, yeah.
So take into the college what you can do for the college, because you're needed there, is what I'm hearing. And
okay.
Take your other stuff out into healing centers that are open for it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you
All
so
right.
much. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
And love you so much.
I love you too, baby cakes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Kirk, what's up, baby?
Ah! Great call. Great call.
thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, you juicy fruity mama.
You know, Stephen puts that up on the switchboard. Juicy fruity mama D. That goes way back, guys. That goes way,
yeah.
way, way, way back. All right. Kirk, what can I do for you?
Making great progress in anticipation of your taking my call, doing more work, getting deeper. A lot of big things are in play and happening.
Great.
Had a great conversation with a direct private line with a director, producer, writer in L.A. I've got two more auditions that popped up, and I don't know. I wanted to get the audition in early.
What's your question?
Hand and heart. My right thumb pad has been troubling me. I have the body book out. Has to do with bring back the good old days.
Okay, what do your friends do? Yes, I get a yes on that.
Control my paintbrush.
Well, you know, your thumb... our thumbs allow us to do things that, like dogs and cats and birds, and can't do. They can use claws and things, but the thumb literally allows you to grab things and pick them up, or grab things and move them. So... what are you trying to grab? That's the
Movement
highest question.
Forward. Success.
Okay. That's not something that you have to grab, Kirk. That's something that you just have to allow to flow. Think of allowing, you know, when you paint, you don't get into your mental mind and try and grab the next stroke, do you?
I allow it to flow and it happens and it wows.
That's right. That's right. You have a vision of the painting you want to do, and then you allow the channel to come through you and paint that picture. I allow my characters to come through me. Do you understand?
Yep. I
okay.
do. I do.
That's the highest understanding they're giving me right now. So guys, it's real easy for us in our creation process to remember, I tell you, don't have an agenda and know what you want. The difference between that is I know how much money I want to make this year. And I don't get up every day and say, I'm freaking going to make that money. I've got to make that money. I've determined I'm going to make. That just pushes it away.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I want. I trust that I put my order in. The universe hears it. Now I let go and let the magic happen.
Have I been clear about what I want?
I get a yes on that. Is that the right question? Yes.
Okay.
There
Thank
is
you so
a little
much.
Part of you, Kirk, that doesn't believe the bigness of what you want is possible. So
I'm
this
on
is
it.
Again the year to break the glass ceiling. Allow your bigness, people. We are allowing the bigness of the God we are to create our lives in this year and in this moment right now. And so it is. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Yep, that's great for everybody. Reva, what's up?
Hello, doll. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's all good, baby.
It is, baby.
Okay,
you
asked me, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. I asked you what.
Okay. You had asked me to call in and address any time anybody calls in about Alcoholics Anonymous and walking into a room and saying, I am an alcoholic because of the work we do. And you and I had a conversation, and the only reason anyone walks into that room and says that is to say, I'm here for that purpose. I'm not just somebody off the street who wants to see what's wrong with you guys. And
okay.
How I've done it for almost... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
How I've done that for almost 25 years is I simply know the truth of who I am, and I'll say that to identify, and then I move on. I don't hang on to, oh, I don't want to identify as an alcoholic. I thought that years ago, and then I got over it. Because the bottom line is, if that is something you need to release from your life, take that little step and then know the truth of who you are.
Thank you so much. That helped me a lot. Because
good.
I always had a problem with, and I think the program, I know the program is invaluable for healing alcoholism and any kind of drug addiction, really.
Yes.
And it was that one statement of definition that I was hitting a wall with.
Mm-hmm.
So to say I am an alcoholic, and I'm saying that because I know why I'm here, and I know I'm a part of this group, and I know I'm creating my own life right now.
Right, and to say to people, I'm here just like you, in this safe space, and I'm a safe person to be in this safe space with.
Yeah, got it.
And
got
another
it.
Real, something very clear is I went to Debtors Anonymous for a long time, and I never wanted to say I am a debtor because I did not want to be that. But what they teach you there is you are not your debt. So just think, I am not my addiction. That is not the truth of me.
Yes. Bingo. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you called in to share this. So flippin' important.
Well, you asked me to, honey, and you know I love you big.
I love you big, too. You have a good Super Bowl day, baby Gates.
I will, sweetheart, and I trust that that helps anybody to just get. You move in, you take care of whatever it is that doesn't work for you as to what you want, and like you said, there's so much good stuff that really is along the lines of what our work is.
Yeah, there is. All right, Reba, thank you so, so much for calling in with that. I had forgotten I
You're
even
welcome.
Asked you to do that. Yeah,
yeah,
thank you. Yeah, baby. All righty. Susan? Hold on. Okay,
hello?
Susan, you're on. Yep, you're on.
I knew I would be after Reba. Thank you so much, Reba. I love that. Because that's
yeah,
exactly
you needed
what I
to hear
to
that.
Write. I needed you that one big time. And everybody else before that, perfect too. By the way, happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving too. But happy Valentine's Day. You know how much I dearly love you, Dee, and how much I have spiritually grown from you. I so much appreciate you, and I want you to know that.
I know that you
so
do. I want you to appreciate yourself, Susan. So I want
I
to know, are you getting help? Mm.
Yes, I am. I am going to Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm getting help. I'm
Good.
Doing the work. And I do the breathing exercise every day. It's amazing. Just amazing things are happening. I feel it looks, you know, the thing that you said before with your person that they said, you know, don't look at me physically because, you know, don't judge me by what I physically look like. Well, you can look at my financial things. It looks like I'm in hardship financially. However, I feel as though I am a wealthy woman, and I know that everything is going to take care of itself in exactly perfect timing and order. And
yes,
I was wondering, my question
first
is...
The first thing to take care of is the creation of you.
Right.
Nothing else falls into place, guys, until your energy is in alignment. What's your question?
My question is, at night, I'm wondering, I feel as though I've been doing a lot of work with my little child and recalling a lot of past experiences in my life, and I'm thinking about writing stories like Mary does, for instance, short stories about things. I feel as though I'm touching into the Akashic Records. Is that the case?
You are
tapping
into
my Akashic
Records. Yes, you are tapping into your Akashic Records. Yes.
Yes, right, for me.
That's the highest
question.
Well, but you are me and I am you and we are one and
we are together. Yeah, I'm the walrus. Yeah.
But again, citizen, to help
mm-hmm.
others, and I'm saying this to everyone in the community, to help others, you must have yourself in alignment first.
Right. I understand.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to Creation Station this summer. Yes. I love it.
Well, I'm happy that you managed to do that, Susan, and you must come totally clean and present, okay?
I understand.
Okay.
I am.
All right.
I am.
We have an agreement.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Yes.
All right. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, darling. What's your question?
I want to say, actually, that brought up, I'm proud of everyone and their achievements that I've been hearing today and previously.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
It really just hit me after hearing the last caller. I'm really proud of the steps and the honoring of self that's going on.
Yes, thank you.
I wanted to clarify a couple things. I am being referred to a major hospital to have surgery for the digestive issue that has come up.
Great.
Is
You're going to take care of it. That's great.
Well, I had wanted to avoid surgery, but...
Yeah, this is going to help you, Maria. It's going to help you. Guys, you know, I need to do a whole show addressing this. This comes up so much, and I'm not saying this is the case with you, Maria, but it comes up so much, this fear of, well, I don't want to do it medically. I have to do it naturally. Well, again, this is the channel's highest response to that, that in this embodiment right now, according to the belief systems we hold, the most complete medical situation we can create is a combination and balance of trained medicine and naturopathy. We need them both. Okay? I just had surgery on my eye. The truth is, I could have cured it on my own. And the truth is, I didn't believe I could. So, they're saying this is really the highest choice for you, Maria, so that you don't keep suffering with these physical ailments that really hold you back from creating the life you want. Okay, that's the answer to that one. Did you have another question, baby?
I have misplaced a camera that I used to use all the time. It's a 35 millimeter film. I've gone through all my possessions.
I get that it's in your home somewhere. Now, do you have more than one home?
No.
Okay. That the highest way we can ask the question? The camera, I'm getting my big yes. It's in the home someplace. Wait, would somebody else in the home have put it away? Put it somewhere?
No.
Would somebody else in the home have sold it?
No.
Okay.
Last time I saw it was before 2018.
The energy of that camera is still in the home. But that's an interesting way they're putting it, the energy of the camera. The physical camera itself is in the home. I still get a yes, baby.
I literally cleaned out everything.
I hear you. I hear you. I went through this with Lanny this week. I've looked everywhere. It's not here. It's not here. And then he walks in yesterday and it said, guess what I found? You know, sometimes when you let it go and you just keep saying, I know where it is. And then let it go and your subconscious does the work for you. Okay? Try it.
I was trying different things. I was wondering if it was related somehow to my USB drives being stolen when I was working in my hometown library.
I get a no on that. That's the right question, and I get a no on that.
Couldn't find out who did it or anything.
Keep saying I know. I know where it is, and then let it go. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's how I find everything, guys. Okay, I know exactly where it is, and now I'll be guided to it. Now I'm letting it go. Because if you keep trying to push it, you push it away from you. My God, I can't believe this hour's gone already. All right, let's say it together, loud and proud. Come on, go to your love place. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.